Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In this pandemic, measures of student learning made some progress, but they are not where they need to be. That's a takeaway from a new study. It looked at test scores from about 2 million elementary and middle school students nationwide and found that many students do not read or do math at grade level. And those who struggled before COVID are falling further behind. Caitlin Belcher is covering this. She's national reporter for Chalkbeat, a nonprofit news organization covering education. Caitlin, hello.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So let me first ask you about young students in first grade and second grade. Their reading scores fell during the pandemic, as I understand it. Any sense what's happening here? Any sense why?
Yeah, I think, you know, researchers think probably what happened was that younger children had a hard time learning virtually. And so when kids were at home, it was just a little bit harder to teach them how to read. This particular test, one of the things it zeroed in on was that younger children were struggling with phonics skills. And those are kind of the very basic foundational skills that you need to learn to read, sounding out words. And people think that because some children had not as great video connections, maybe weren't able to see their teachers too much, you know, not being able to see the lips move, that can make it harder to learn to read online.
And I mean, this has significant implications for future reading ability. Yeah. I mean, this is a building block here.
Yeah, this is considered the foundational skill. And if you miss out on this early on, it can be harder to build skills that when you need to learn, you read to learn. And so, you know, when younger kids are struggling with their phonics skills, this can follow them. And so this is an area that researchers are saying definitely we want to focus on as a country for intervention.
And then there's math. This study that you wrote about finds that older elementary school students and middle school students struggle with subtraction, multiplication, and that's also a big concern. Yeah, I mean, what more can you tell us about what the study found?
Yeah, and this has been pretty consistent across some other tests that we've seen, too, where older elementary and middle school students are really struggling in math. And these particular skills are the ones that are really important for you to learn higher-level thinking math. And so teachers have told me that, you know, they're doing a lot of reviewing kind of older skills, subtraction, multiplication, division. These are considered like math facts, and you need them to be able to learn things like algebra. So we're starting to see, you know, algebra is also a concern for older middle school students. But, you know, we've definitely kind of seen this in multiple places, and we know that lots of schools are focusing on that area for intervention, too.
You know, I'm curious, you mentioned teachers you talk to. Do you have an anecdote that kind of colors in what we're talking about?
Sure. I mean, I talked with a teacher in California, and she told me that she's been doing a lot of small group work with her children, which has been pretty popular as a way to help to try to group students by what they need and to try to like have them focus on particular skills. I know people are kind of, you know, maybe reviewing skills from two grade levels before to try to help fill that in so that for the day's lesson, you know, kids have kind of a refresher with maybe something they missed during the pandemic and they're able to kind of apply that.
More broadly, this testing found that students who began the pandemic behind fell further behind. What do we know about that?
Yeah, and that's been something that's been happening kind of pre-pandemic, that kids that were below grade level, that were struggling, were tending to be the ones that were falling behind. So we kind of saw that gap widen during the pandemic, that those are the kids who are really struggling the most. So I think what that tells us is that, like, as a country, you know, a lot of kids are catching up, they're making progress, but a lot of our attention should be focused on kids who are really below grade level, who really need a lot of support. They're the ones who we should have our eyes on, who we should be spending our COVID relief money on.
And finally, let's talk about one attempted solution that you wrote about older kids who, with public money, are becoming tutors or coaches to help these younger children catch up.
Yeah, that's kind of an innovative strategy we've seen some schools trying. Certainly tutoring's been really popular, and a lot of times it's done by a professional tutor or a teacher. But in Houston, they have this huge student tutoring corps where it's recent graduates and high schoolers who are working with younger elementary schoolers who are struggling with math and reading. And in this particular case, you know, a lot of the kids are familiar with that, what that struggle was like, and so they have a lot of empathy for the kids. They're getting particular training to help them, and they're also getting paid. So it's a boost for the high schoolers. And it also provides an academic and emotional assistance for the younger kids.
Yeah. And finally, I wonder if you talk to students in any of these age cohorts who, you know, more broadly were found to be struggling, and what you glean from speaking directly to them.
Yeah, I think when I visited schools and kind of asked students about how they're doing, you see a lot of excitement about learning and kids are really excited to be in school. Something I've heard from a lot of teachers is that when they've pulled kids aside for small group or for tutoring, kids don't see it as a bad thing. They're really excited to get that extra attention and to spend more time with an adult. Tutors have told me that too, that their kids are generally really excited to do this work. So I think students have a pretty positive outlook and often can see that they can make growth. And when they do that, it helps encourage them to keep up with the work.
And with in-person school largely back, do you see more energy? Do you see more hope?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think people are really excited to see each other in person. There's a certain kind of connection that you get in the classroom that just it's really hard to replicate online. Teachers and students alike have said that they really enjoy being in person in the classroom, getting to do hands-on activities.
That's Kaylin Belsha, national reporter for Chalkbeat, a nonprofit news organization covering education across the country. Kaylin, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.